Critical race theory top issue in Virginia election, Democrats still insist it isn't real. By Catherine Hamilton on November 3, 2021. Critical race theory, CRT, being taught in schools was a top issue among Virginia voters, a Fox News voter analysis survey found. The survey, which polled more than 2,500 Virginia voters, found that 25% of them viewed the CRT debate as the single most important factor they considered when deciding who to support for governor, according to the report. Out of the quarter of voters who considered CRT to be the greatest election priority, 70% voted for now Governor-elect Glenn Youngkin, R, and 29% cast their ballots for Democrat Terry McAuliffe. As a whole, 72% of voters said CRT was important to them, and 28% said it was not. The debate over the controversial curriculum was a main topic on the campaign trail in recent weeks, highlighted by stark differences between Youngkin and McAuliffe regarding the severity of the issue, according to the report. Critical race theory, CRT, is a Marxist ideology that argues all of society is racialized and properly viewed through a prism of identity groups based on race and color, with minorities being the oppressed while white people serve as the oppressor. Moreover, CRT teaches that white people are inherently and irredeemably racist and benefit from various systemically racist power structures that white people have put in place and perpetuate, Breitbart News reported. CRT is an inherently racist ideology and is able to gain public traction as its proponents employ semantically overloaded phrases like anti-racist, equity, social justice, culturally responsive teaching, and diversity and inclusion. Because of the palatable nature of these phrases, it is important to define terms like equity and anti-racist in order to understand the inherent issues with CRT, the report continued. Youngkin positioned himself as an enemy to the woke indoctrination of K-12 students, whereas McAuliffe teamed up with far leftists in the Democrat Party and even said parents should not tell schools what to teach their children. McAuliffe, like many media personalities and Democrats, mistakenly dismissed and mischaracterized the battle over CRT, calling it a dog whistle made up by former President Donald Trump to divide Americans. In contrast, Youngkin apparently made concerned parents feel heard, especially after swathes of evidence surfaced over the past year proving that leftist educators, school boards, teachers' unions, and the Biden administration are, in fact, pushing critical race theory. Despite the surprising Republican win in a blue-slash-sometimes-purple stronghold state, Democrats are largely still insisting that worried parents who voted for Youngkin over CRT are white supremacists who do not want to talk about race, many not taking the opportunity to speak critically about the issue and reconfigure the party's strategy moving forward. During election and post-election coverage, corporate media personalities also largely waffled between pretending CRT is not real and swinging in the opposite direction, conflating it with America's history and advocating for its widespread teaching in schools. Critical race theory, which isn't real, turned the suburbs 15 points to the Trump insurrection-endorsed Republican, MSNBC's Nicole Wallace said. Critical race theory is the most recent, more eloquent iteration of the Southern strategy. Right? Whether it be crosstown busing, whether it be the welfare queen, whether it be defund the police, this original sin of America keeps evolving, and critical race theory is the most latest and most eloquent, quite frankly, iteration of the Southern strategy in a way. Quite frankly, to tribalize an election and tribalize an electorate in a way to drive up the white vote, MSNBC's Cornell Belcher said. During CNN's election coverage on Tuesday, CNN political commentator Bakari Sellers said that critical race theory, which he has previously said, can go by another name, America's history and is something that we need to teach, is not taught in K-12 schools, and that pushing to ban CRT is playing the race card. DNC chair Jamie Harrison refused to be corrected during an interview with ABC News correspondent Kira Phillips when he claimed CRT is a legal theory and is not used in schools. No, which schools, has it been incorporated? Critical race theory is something that is taught in law schools. It's not taught in public schools, in K-12, and that's a bunch of hooey, he said. Far-left Representative Cori Bush, DeMo, who pushed for defunding the police while paying thousands for private security, tweeted the tired Biden administration line that white supremacy is the single greatest threat to our democracy following the Virginia election. "I've said it before and I'll say it again, white supremacy is the single greatest threat to our democracy. And fear-mongering about critical race theory is an extension of that. It's disgusting that blaming black people for your problems is still a reliable pathway to victory," she said. Cutting through the media muck, a simple internet search quickly remedies the Democrat lie that CRT is not being taught in schools and pushed by elites. See here, 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 here.